Watch, U-Haul truck rams into crowd protesting Iranian regime in LA by Paul Bois on January 11, 2026. Chaos erupted in Los Angeles on Sunday when a U-Haul truck rammed into a crowd protesting the Iranian regime, striking one individual. Protesters had gathered near the federal building in the Westwood neighborhood on Sunday when the U-Haul truck rammed into the crowd. At approximately 1,530 hours, the driver of the U-Haul truck collided with individuals marching along Veteran Avenue in the area of the federal building, the LAPD said in a statement. The driver has since been detained. Only one adult male was struck by the vehicle, and no significant injuries were recorded. At this time, one person was confirmed struck by the vehicle. An adult male, however, no significant injuries have been reported, LAPD said. A rescue ambulance treated the individual at the scene. No one has been transported to the hospital for medical treatment. Video of the incident circulated on social media, showing that the truck had a banner with capital letters that read, "No Shah. No Regime. USA, don't repeat 1953. No Mullah." Another video showed the driver being punched several times as protesters pulled him from the truck. President Donald Trump this weekend said that the Iranian regime may be crossing red lines as it cracks down on protesters that may warrant U.S. intervention. "They're starting to, it looks like, and there seem to be some people killed that aren't supposed to be killed," the president said. "These are violent, if you call them leaders, I don't know if they're leaders or just if they rule through violence. And, we're looking at some very strong options. We'll make a determination." Human rights groups have estimated that the number of protesters killed in Iran has crossed over 500. According to its latest figures, from activists inside and outside Iran, U.S.-based rights group RANA said it had verified the deaths of 490 protesters and 48 security personnel, with more than 10,600 people arrested in 2 weeks of unrest, reported Reuters. Trump was to meet with senior advisors on Tuesday to discuss options for Iran, a U.S. official told Reuters on Sunday. The Wall Street Journal had reported that options included military strikes, using secret cyber weapons, widening sanctions, and providing online help to anti-government sources, it added.